Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A large earthquake was recorded on the North Slope, 52 miles southwest of Kaktovik, at around 7 o'clock yesterday morning. So far, there have been no reports of any major impacts to communities or infrastructure. Alaska Earthquake Center seismologist Michael West says the magnitude 6.4 earthquake was record-breaking.
This is the biggest earthquake within a few hundred miles, at least, of that area that we have records for.
West says the main earthquake was followed by roughly half a dozen aftershocks of magnitude 4 or greater. There was a magnitude 6 aftershock at about 1:15 yesterday afternoon. The main earthquake was 85 miles southeast of Prudhoe Bay, but North Slope oil operators also have not reported any damage or injuries yet. In a tweet, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company says the Trans-Alaska Pipeline was operating normally. The Juneau Assembly tonight will consider adding funding for a third year-round ambulance for Capital City Fire Rescue. Both the city administration and frontline firefighters say the fire department is already stretched thin. The extra staff is necessary to respond to a dramatic increase in medical calls and overlapping calls for help, which can create delayed response times. City Manager's Office is proposing adding $361,000 to the fire department's nearly $9 million budget. The money would cover four new EMT firefighters assigned to 12-hour shifts. That would cover peak daytime demand while still allowing some rest for firefighters. Firefighters themselves have been lobbying for six new EMTs working 24-hour shifts to cover overnight calls. It'd be more costly, but the local firefighters union argues that it would be more cost-effective.
We have to prioritize and we have to leave people waiting. We can do better than that in Juneau. We need that third ambulance. It'll make the difference.
Travis Wolf is president of the International Association of Firefighters Local 4303.
Those firefighters can be the difference on these emergency scenes for search and rescue, for ventilation, for fire attack. The more people we can get there on that first alarm, the faster we can put the fire out, the faster that we can make a difference in someone else's life.
During their regular meeting tonight, the Assembly will consider a proposal to boost staffing at Capital City Fire Rescue. Meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight and can be heard live on KTOO. The Alaska Supreme Court has ruled that some sex offenders convicted outside the state are not required to register in Alaska. The Juneau Empire reports the court ruled on Friday that the Alaska Department of Public Safety does not have leeway when determining if out-of-state sex crimes match with offenses under Alaska law. Latest forecast for the Capital City calls for more rain for today. Some of that rain may be heavy tonight, with high today about 60 degrees, low tonight about 50 to 55 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.